Thanks for listening to The Drive on Demand, presented by Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment.
Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766.
Or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
Go to 1043thefan.com and subscribe to The Fan Daily for the latest columns, blogs, news, videos, and more sent directly to your inbox every weekday morning.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's D-Mac, Nick, and Tyler.
I tail the tape on a Think Big Thursday. Let's think about how the Broncos can actually beat the Vikings, okay? So, against this Vikings defense, Tyler, what can the Broncos actually do? Let's think in a bigger way that they can actually score some points and try to get a hold of this thing.
Well, first off, although Kirk Cousins is a dark horse, you know, he is a candidate right now for the MVP as a dark horse, okay? Mm-hmm. Early in the season, he was not playing well, right? So Kirk Cousins had some ups and downs. How do you make that happen? Well, look, right now, the Minnesota Vikings offense, it is stocked. If you look at the wide receivers, man, great A. Thielen, Diggs, great A.
Thielen's hurt, though.
I understand, but the entire unit is stocked. And honestly, Johnson, their third guy, he's an average player, but he's been filling in nicely, doing a really good job. Kyle Rudolph, he has been a disappointment. So here's your good news. Kyle Rudolph this year caught a touchdown. I get it. Everybody's remembering the most recent plays. He's got 17 catches for 147 yards. So historically speaking, we have always struggled against tight ends, right? Well, this right now, this unit is not excelling at the tight end unit. I press it a little bit. I get it. The single biggest weakness on their offense, it comes at left guard, though. That's Pat Elfin. He's given up 16 pressures as an interior offensive lineman, and that's bad. That's very, very bad. So we need to come up with a game plan to attack the interior of that defense. Unfortunately, their center, Garrett Bradbury, the rookie, he's playing really well. But you can attack the left guard. That is single-handedly the biggest, weakest link on the football team on the offensive side. Okay? What are you looking for?
I'm just thinking it could be a good game for Derek Wolfe then.
Could be.
Yeah.
Sure. Could be. How do you stop the West Coast offense in general? That's the real question here, because I can't really find you some major glaring deficiencies that they have on offense. They're not really there. There's a couple. But how do you stop the West Coast offense? Well, you got to win first and second down. That's how. That's how. Because when the West Coast is rolling, it's run, run, play action, run, run. It's all about managing the down and distance. And so you win first and second down. All of a sudden, what do you do on third down? Well, you can't run play action. You got to drop back. That's what you got to do. That's what it has to be. So we need to put Kirk Cousins in a situation in which he's not throwing 15 dropbacks. He's throwing 25 dropbacks. That's what we need this week. And Kirk, maybe if we do that, we get him out of his comfort zone where he's throwing everything off play action, where he's underneath the center and turning his back to the line of scrimmage. Then you put him in a situation where he's stressed. Maybe we can get him back to the Kirk Cousins the first two games.
Think Big Thursday, Nick. How do you win the game?
Well, you have to take the page out of the Chicago Bears and Washington Redskins book. I went back and watched both of these two teams and watched Chase Daniels and Case Keenum actually do a decent job. When you look at the linebacker position, they're very athletic. But if there's one guy that I would single out is Anthony Barr. You know, 55, he's their Sam, their strong side linebacker. I mean, there were some things that Chicago was able to exploit with Tariq Cohen with the running back. And I looked at it and said, well, if the game plan is similar, maybe Scangarello can isolate on some one-on-one pass-catching routes Anthony Barr with Phillip Lindsay. Phillip Lindsay, the same type of body type. He's very explosive, just like a Tariq Cohen. If they can do that, they can be effective. Another thing that stands out to me, looking at their secondary, right? Their secondary can definitely be exploited because Coach Zimmer has gone on record to criticize Xavier Rhodes because he's not playing up to par. I mean, his techniques in his zone coverage and man coverage, they have been awful, and teams have been able to hit him with back shoulder fades and slant routes. And also, he's accounted for 100 yards in penalties himself. So when you look at the matchup with Xavier Rhodes with a bigger body, Cortland Sutton, or maybe even Tim Patrick, maybe you can exploit that with those big body wide receivers throwing it up for those 50-50 balls.
Okay. What advantage do they have? All right. How do you beat the playing in a dome, right? playing in a tough environment. Best way to handle that. Best thing that you can do to stop that kind of influence.
Well, I don't have anything great for you on that one. Maybe, I don't know about you, Nick, but I mean, to me, it's just another away game. It's going to be loud. It's going to be...
All right, let me start there. Is there a difference playing in a dome where like that?
Yeah, it is. We played there last year in San Francisco, and because you're playing in a dome and it's really loud, all that noise, it stays in that lower bowl. So hopefully this week, Scangarello remembers that because he was our quarterback coach when we played against Minnesota. So now you're going with the quick count. Now you're going with the silent count because it's the crowd noise. And then if you are Connor McGovern, now you're looking for either one of your guards to kind of tap you on the hip and know when to snap the ball.
All right, so how does Brandon Allen, who's never had to do this before, well, I don't want to go negative because I know it's Think Big Thursday, but what would you advise him to do? What would you advise them to do?
It's all about the huddle. That's where the real communication goes down. What Nick just described is accurate. The silent count, for sure they will be using it, but you use the silent count in every road game. Every single road game, unless you're out in LA. That's about it. So you will have to use that. But in the huddle, that's when you have to be the big boy. You got to use that big boy voice. I'll never forget playing Dallas Cowboys. I was playing with the Redskins, and it was one of the loudest environments I've ever been in. Mm. And that place is weird because it goes up and down a decibel level. But at that point, it was loud. And you cannot hear anything in the huddle. I'm walking the line of scrimmage, asking my right guard, Chris Chester, what's the play? What's the play? I don't know what the play is. What are we doing? Is it a run? Is it a pass? What do we do?
Who's your QB?
Robert Griffin.
How was his voice?
It wasn't good. And it was a problem. It was. It honestly
Why?
Was a problem.
Like, so he just didn't take control of the...
He wasn't commanding in the huddle in an environment in which you can't communicate well. You've got to get guys' attention. You've got to be very clear
with
your mouth.
Can you do it as it should be and how he was doing it? How should it sound?
Oh, well, honestly, it's as much as about the way that you move your mouth, and you have to be very clear so people can lip read you.
Really?
Two jet on one. You guys got it? It's two jet.
Like that?
Yes, absolutely.
And what was
absolutely.
He doing?
Hey, guys, we got two jet on three. Ready to go. And it's like quick. It's not with any sort of command. And quite frankly, you walk out of the huddle and
you're asking, what's the play?
Dude, I'm not kidding you.
Wow. It happened wild.
On half the plays in that game. The offensive line was at the line of scrimmage screaming at one another. What are we doing?
Here's something else that you can employ, too.
So Brandon Allen's got to take control.
Yeah, take control. Here's two other things that you can employ. You know, you can use a wristband. Right, and have numbered plays. Mm-hmm. Because at this point, because it's so loud, now you have to use hand signals, right? Now, everyone has a wristband, hand signals. Because when I would play here and we're playing at home and the crowd was really engaged in the game, if I was standing next to you like
hard
this,
to hear. Yeah.
It's hard to hear. So yeah. Now we have to use hand signals mm-hmm. and just kind of body nonverbal mm-hmm. contact. Mm-hmm. I mean, nonverbal language to make sure that you understand what I'm saying.
Right.
So these are the complications that you face when you're playing on the road, and hopefully... The Broncos are trying to work this out because I know every team, they put these speakers out there and they try to duplicate crowd noise and it's not the same.
No.
Because
no.
you still can hear the coaches yelling the plays.
I am always amazed at Broncos home games. We're allowed to go onto the field for the final 2 minutes of the game. And it always, for the past 20 years, has blown me away what that really is like on the field. I mean, it is, I hope everybody at some point as a football fan could actually either, I mean, be in the first couple rows or be lucky enough to actually stand on a field. It's just so different than TV. Doesn't it look easy now that you guys watch it on TV? Like,
No. It doesn't look easy to me.
Really?
No, my goodness. Well, I get nervous still today watching it.
It is just so chaotic. It feels chaotic. It feels like everything is happening so much faster when you're just down there. And the noise is just... It is hard to actually explain what the noise is really like. Although, I was talking to Stokely about this, and he said that, you know, it's always loud. Like, every place is loud.
And that's my entire
point,
really.
So you just kind of get used to it, right?
No, there's some places that are louder than others. Minnesota,
Seattle.
That's loud.
Yeah.
Seattle, and that's
it's
the outdoor stadium.
Kansas City.
For sure, there are places that are louder than others. I would totally agree. But in the big picture, nothing's different. It's loud everywhere you go, and you're using silent count everywhere you go, and you're struggling to communicate everywhere you go.
Best chance to win to put up 24 or more, keep the game, like, 16-13, something like that. Best chance.
How?
What's for the Broncos, question? Best chance to keep it control, low-scoring game, or try to put some points up?
Oh, I'm sorry. Of course it's low-scoring.
I mean, we're looking maybe 17-16 would be all right.
Yeah, for us to win.
Like 7-6 at halftime would be okay.
I think if you let Minnesota put up 22 to 24 points, we're going to really struggle.
All right, when we come back, it's time to play match game. That's next.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's Tyler, Nick, and D-Mac.
All right, time to play match game. Incredible game where we all match each other.
Let's hope Fred got some things worked out.
Richie, are you ready for match game?
I'm ready.
Nick, are you ready for match game?
I'm ready.
Tyler, are you ready for match game?
I'm ready.
Well, let's play match game, Fred.
A victory for the Broncos on Sunday rests largely on the shoulders of...
Oh, that is a good question. Oh, my gosh.
I'm in. Come on, D-Mag, hurry up. It's not that hard.
Okay, I'm in. Rich, are you good?
I'm good.
What do you got?
Well, part of me wanted to just say the front seven, but since I think the question is geared toward a specific person, I'm going to say Alexander Johnson, because somebody's got to stop Dalvin Cook.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
I said Von Miller. You're going to have just one of a victory over a 10.5-point spread. A victory. You're going to have somebody make, like, some spectacular plays. Which more would, you know, sack, turnover, something like that. Or, in Cecil's advanced stats, pressure to throw an incomplete pass. Stop. Or something like that.
Stop it.
I said Vaughn.
Don't stop.
What'd you say?
I said Derek Wolf. And here's why. He is going to get matched up often against their worst player on offense, Pat Elfin, their left guard. And, you know, they run the ball really, really, really well. 153 yards per game, and it all comes off the backside. So he needs to have a huge game on the backside in the run game.
But this is one I didn't choose one particular person. I chose a group, and that's the defense. I mean, you're facing a great front four from the Minnesota Vikings, and the Broncos have done a great job inside the red zone and getting off the field on third down. So Dalvin Cook has been a beast on the ground. So it's going to take 11 guys to stop it.
So isn't that interesting? All four of us are really putting a victory. None of us said anybody on offense. We're all focused on the Broncos defense to win the game.
Yeah.
Wow. That's kind of interesting.
Nick, I think you cheated.
Why is that cheated?
Did you write it down?
There's.
You write it down.
You took half the team.
He wrote it down.
He took half the team.
Next question. Fred.
When you look at the Vikings, your biggest concern is...
Okay, I wrote mine down.
I'm in.
Okay, what do you say, Richie?
I said Dalvin Cook going off. I just have nightmares about it being another Leonard Fournette situation in the second half like it was against Jacksonville. And he's the NFL's leading rusher. He's dangerous inside. He's good in the screen game. I just feel like there's so many ways he can hurt you.
I'm going to go in that direction, but I'm going to raise you one as well and say Alexander Madison. Because he is, you know, Dalvin Cook 2.0, and they use him a lot in the run game, too.
Hey, Mac?
I wrote Kyle Rudolph, and here's why.
Oh.
They know they're going to try to stop Dalvin Cook. The running game is what they have. What concerns me is if they give up third downs in red zone, and they haven't. They don't have a great tight end production this year, which just makes me nervous that you would allow... This, to me, smells a lot like George Kittle, San Francisco, although I know he's a better player. But I just don't want them to get burned by something they, like a tight end catching touchdown passes on them. You know, if they're going to lose this game, if they are going to lose this game, just let it be Dalvin Cook. You know, don't let
it
be.
What are you talking about?
That is what I'm concerned about.
You just picked the least productive unit on your entire offense as your biggest concern.
That's my big. We know what's going to happen with Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, so that should be a big concern.
Rudolph is still good, though.
Rudolph's good, sure,
dude,
but he's got 17 catches for 147 yards.
If they are converting third downs and red zone because of freaking Kyle Rudolph, I'm going to be ticked off. If they do it with Dalvin Cook, I'll be like, oh, okay, you know, what are you going to do?
But here's who you're not, you know, including in there, but I like where you're going with that. But Irv Smith, Irv Smith Jr., another tight end who can block.
Did you write him down?
No, I didn't write him down. Right. But, I mean, Dalvin Cook is the biggest threat. But if they're going to shut down the run, and that's not the idea, now your tight ends become viable options.
Yeah, maybe it was a stupid answer. I don't know.
It's okay. It all concerns me. Who's left? Dalvin Cook is the biggest concern. But I went on the defensive side of the ball with Daniel Hunter. Man. Playing tremendous football. 8.5 sacks right now, matched up against two tackles that are struggling. So that is a huge concern for me.
All right, next question. Fred.
To win his second NFL start, Brandon Allen must.
Locked in.
Write it in. I'm in. Richie.
I'm in.
Good.
I'm in. I was tempted to I wrote mine earlier today. I was tempted to change my answer to control the huddle after Tyler's story last segment. Yeah. But I said protect the football.
I said don't turn it over.
Nick?
Get the ball out of his hands on time and rhythm.
Hand it off.
Hand it off.
Hand it off.
We're going to hand it off like 30 times?
Yeah.
Get out of the
hand
way.
Hand it off. I'm not even kidding, you guys. We have to eat up the clock. We have to play the ball possession.
So you said
game.
Get rid of the ball. You said get rid of the ball. We said protect the ball. We are not like putting. None of us said zip it down the field, Brandon.
No.
Go for it.
Let's go shotgun.
Yeah. He's not going to have that much time.
Have some flair. All of us are just like, no.
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 Hand it off.
Okay, there you go. Match game. I would say the bar is set low for Brandon Allen. Hand it off. Stay on the bus. We'll come back with the top six next.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.